there are biblical truths and realities you've learned in your lifetime, mistakes that you would not make again. You've been under the disciplined hand of the Lord. And yet, you see some of your brothers and sisters in Christ either having already stepped out of the field of grace that they need to stay in, or at least giving it serious consideration. And you need to step in and disciple them, teach them, warn them, and guide them. They need you now more than ever. Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. In Ruth chapter 2, verse 22, it says this, "Naomi said to Ruth, her daughter-in-law, 'It is good, my daughter, that you go out with his young women, lest in another field you be assaulted.'" Naomi instructs Ruth to listen carefully to Boaz's words and to follow them. Boaz's worthiness and wisdom and faithfulness to God has been proven over and again. And Naomi knows all too well what it's like when you don't stay in the field of God's grace, but instead run and end up being assaulted in another place. So don't you see the repentance in Naomi at this point? She has been swayed by the steadfast love of the Lord. And watch this. It happens at least 10 years later. 10 years of bitterness and strife towards the Lord, and then her heart is melted by the enduring, steady, compassionate love of God. Don't give up on people. It took Naomi 10 years at least, but in one day, she was humbled by the Holy God. And perhaps today is the day that you should return to the fields of the grace of God. Today, please pray for Oscar Guyton and his family, our missionaries in Nicaragua. And also remember the Bocolano Sorsogon LifeWord broadcast that's heard in the Philippines.